Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the Isley Brothers bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. We got a brand new video up there, brand spanking new video. Go there and check it out. It's 3 minutes. All of our videos are anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes. Well, they're either 1 minute or 3 minutes, I should say. So we don't take a lot of your time. We get to the point, get it, get the information to you, and hand you off to something else. But at my website, you can read or listen, watch, ask questions, subscribe to my newsletter. That way you'll get everything in advance of everybody else. We'll send that to you by email on Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Dr. David Gage, co-founder of BMC Associates, along with our other buddy Ed Koff. They're partnership experts. And David, recently you published an article in the Kogog Now magazine, which is part of the School of Business, the Kogog School of Business at American University, where you're an adjunct professor. The title of the article is a play on the movie, the Coen Brothers movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The title is Oh Partner, Where Art Thou? Now, exactly. This is all about the reasons why we need to teach people about how to put together partnerships. It's not being taught at all, is it?
It amazingly not, Jim. When this article was coming out in the business school publication, I asked one of the people in the editorial office to do a little research and look at call around in this country and find out how many business schools offer a course. And we're talking business schools now. Offer a course in how to have successful partnerships because so many young people in business schools today want to be the next Google, Facebook, Living Social. You know, they want to start these companies and grow them and go gangbusters and sell them. Well, almost all the ones I just mentioned and, you know, most of the others, they all are started with partners. So
there's a very practical reason for that. They need workforce. They need somebody to do stuff. They need brain power. They need muscles. They need people to actually, you know, to put something together to create something. They can't do it all alone. They don't have the money to hire anybody, so they bring people in who will work for nothing on the come, on the hope of something in the future.
Right, and the trick is to really get the perfect group together that really complements one another in terms of their skills and personality styles and all of those aspects.
Right.
And luckily, one of the things I mentioned in that article is there is now finally some good research out there that says there are real advantages if you have partners founding companies. I cite some research by the National Bureau of Economic Research that looked at people bringing innovations to commercializing innovation. And the results were amazing. Projects run by partners were 5 times more likely to reach commercialization, and their revenues were like 10 times those that were founded just by solo entrepreneurs.
Well, and part of the reason, I think, is because of what is associated with what James Surowiecki wrote in The Wisdom of Crowds, and that's diversity of thinking. I think that's a big part of it, too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You need people who are thinking differently, who see different challenges and risks and can address different issues. That's a great
thing. Look at some of the very well-known partnerships that we know about. We know about Google, right? The two Google boys.
And Microsoft.
Brin and Sergey, I think, are their names. And so look at those two, and those two guys, apparently they get along fine. But then look over at Facebook, and that's, you know, that one not so much, right? They're still having lawsuits over that one. So and you mentioned Microsoft. Microsoft had a pretty good partnership going there. Apple, maybe not so much. Not too bad, but a little bit of drama there with Apple, but in the early days.
Right.
But these are really great examples of high profile partnerships, and if you look at Facebook, I mean, talk about all the things that they did wrong is amazing, isn't it?
It is. But so there's so many things that partners can do that they can look at, they can talk about their roles. I mean, it kind of sounds pretty simple, Jim, but you'd be amazed at how many partners don't really talk in much detail about, okay, what are our roles going to be, mm-hmm. and how hard are we going to work? What's our commitment to this whole deal? And one of the most basic ones, I think, that really gets people in trouble is, how are we going to do money? How are we mm-hmm. going to handle money?
Mm-hmm.
From borrowing to paying employees
right.
to paying ourselves. People just don't talk in great detail about it. And then as time goes on, something happens, and lo and behold, they discover they have some real differences.
Well, and the thing is, it's not that you're trying to find people who agree with everything that you agree with. If everybody likes to borrow money, if everybody likes to spend money, if nobody likes to spend money, then you got a problem if that happens. Everybody doesn't have to agree. You just have to know what the other person's thinking, don't you? You have to accept that.
You have to know what the other person's thinking. And I think, Jim, one of the basics is you have to feel comfortable that
right.
as a group of two or three or four partners, you have the ability to talk these things
mm-hmm.
out. And that's a big part of the partnership charter process.
Right.
It forces people to sit down and have what could be considered difficult conversations.
Yeah, we're going to talk some more about this checklist, folks, from what David calls the Partnership Charter, which, by the way, is the title of his book, The Partnership Charter. If you're thinking about becoming a partner with someone, you better get this book, and you and your partners go over it page by page. Tintail, right back with David Gage, Dr. David Gage, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.